Blog Talk Radio.
NC Preps Radio, the pulse of North Carolina high school sports. NC Preps teams with rivals to bring you accurate player and team news across North Carolina. From results of previous weeks to the next big game, NC Preps Radio is your top destination for information. Now, here's your host.
Well, hello, high school football fans. It's Dina King from NCPreps.com, and I'm here with my co-host, Dolphus Pearson III, our staff analyst here at NC Preps, and we are finally here opening week of the 2018 high school football season. We're really excited, and we've got a great show tonight. Today, we're going to highlight some of the top games in the state, and a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about our rankings from Brian Simmons, who's joined us this year again, does a great job doing high school rankings and predictions. I think he's the best in the state at doing this. So, Dolphus, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ms. Dean. I'm doing good. Glad to be here. And like you said, it's finally opening week.
Well, we're going to jump in our first segment, and we don't have any high school recruiting news, so we're going to focus on the opening games this year, brought to you by ScoreStream. ScoreStream's the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform. They aim to empower fans, school teams, media companies with the best tools to provide accurate, real-time sports coverage. And I'll advise you listeners out there to download this app because it comes in handy on those Friday nights. You can go to their website or follow them on Twitter at ScoreStream, and then their website ScoreStream.com. So, Dolphus, we kicked off the 2018 season fairly early, a Wednesday night special game in Cleveland County where those people down there think that's football country, and I somewhat agree. You have some great football that is being played in Cleveland County with the Shelby Golden Lions, Crest Chargers, Kings Mountain Mountaineers, and the Burns Bulldogs. Four great programs. They big rivalries, and it was just kind of fitting to start the season off there with Shelby hosting the Freedom Patriots on a Wednesday night game there in Blanton Stadium, mainly because Shelby hosts the American Legion baseball tournament. The big tournament comes there every year, so big crowd for that. So they moved it to Wednesday. Tell our listeners a little bit about what happened at the game last night.
Yes, ma'am. As you said, it was a great game to kick off the 2018 high school season. Shelby actually came out on top over Freedom 31-21. So, you know, great way to start the season off. Shelby is looking great this year. You know, they're one of those programs that never really rebuild. You know, they just kind of reload in essence. You know, they lost a lot of seniors last year. However, they came out firing on all cylinders last night. And like I said, Freedom is a great team. You know, it's a great team. It was two good teams matching up last night. But again, Shelby did come on top 31-21. They have AC Reynolds next week on the road, so we'll definitely see how that goes for them. But again, great game to start off the 2018 season. And Shelby is looking good as a team as always. So, you know, the Rockets are definitely somebody that, you know, you're going to have to proceed with caution because AC Reynolds is a good program. Like I said, Shelby is just one of those teams that dominate every year, and they look like they're on the same tear this year.
Well, in my prediction, I picked a kind of low-scoring game, 21-14, in Shelby's favor, and they did come away with a 31-21 win behind Isaiah Best, the quarterback. He threw a couple touchdowns and ran for a touchdown. Shelby jumped out to a 17-0 lead, and Freedom – rallied and cut the game close, but Best sealed the deal with a late touchdown run. You know, you talk about Shelby's tradition. The all-time winningest program in the state of North Carolina, several state championships. They got a lot of kids back from last year. Jalen Scott, a linebacker who's committed to NC State. Dorian Davis, a commit to James Madison, a defensive back. And then the name Holyfield, they don't have Dax this year, but they got his little brother, sophomore defensive end Jack Holyfield, who's already got several D1 offers, including UNC, NC State, and Virginia Tech. So Shelby's going to be in the hunt for another state championship. And you talked about Freedom under new coach Luke Little, who left Whiteville and came west to coach the Patriots. And they've got a really good junior quarterback in Jaden Birchfield, and he threw for over 3,200 yards last year. So even though Freedom started off the year with a loss, they look to be one of the contenders in their conference. And that was all that happened Wednesday. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the games on Friday night, and then we got some very important games on Saturday that we'll talk a little bit about a little later. Dolphus, a big game in Charlotte between Charlotte Catholic and Charlotte Christian. And as everyone knows, Charlotte Catholic's a member of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and has won several state championships at the 2A, 3A, and 4A level. We'll be facing a Charlotte Christian team that's a private school that's a member of the North Carolina Independent School Athletic Association, and they have championship pedigree as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the players that we need to look out for on both of those teams.
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, both of these teams have winning traditions. Both of these teams are two heavyweight programs just coming in there. And like I said, just for week one, this is a great matchup. Now, for Charlotte Catholic, it's a few guys we have to look out for. Division I offensive lineman commit, Billy Hambrook. He's a Villanova commit, big-time offensive lineman. He moves his feet well. He's violent with his hands, and he can really dominate, you know, the opposing defensive lineman. And he has a bright future at the next level. Also, Brian Jacobs, quarterback, you know, Christian Walton, these guys are big-time players. These guys, you know, receiving several Division I looks and things like that. And like I said, they're really helping to keep this winning tradition going because, like you said, every year, Charlotte Catholic is always a big team we have to look out for. Now, Charlotte Christian on the same end, they have some good players as well. You know, they have some great players, some guys that can really take the ball and really make plays on both ends of the field. Defensive back Jeremiah Gray, he's going to Wake Forest. He's a big-time guy. He's a long, lengthy defensive back. He can play slot corner. He can play safety. He's very versatile. And, again, the Demon Deacons has a great player coming in, Jeremiah Gray. Also, there's an Appalachian State commit that there's actually an Appalachian State commit that's going to be lining up for Charlotte Christian as well, Ricky Kafu. He's a big-time tight end, defensive end, 6'4", 240 pounds. He's versatile. Again, like I said, they really have some players that can really make plays on both ends of the field. So it's really going to be an interesting matchup to see how it plays out this Friday.
Yeah, I think this will be the biggest game because they both have great fan support and everything. So I went with Charlotte Catholic winning this game. I like what Christopher Walton did last year. And when you got, like you mentioned, offensive lineman Billy Hambrook and another kid that I was impressed with over the summer, Malik Gowan, who is just huge. And he's getting some looks at some of the Power 5 conference teams. I don't think he has any offers yet, but it's still plenty of time for him to get one because he's just a junior. So who do you think gets this win?
It is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game, and it's really going to come down to who can establish the playmakers early. Whoever makes the most plays early in the game, I really believe, is going to take that confidence level and really ride that out throughout the remainder of the game. So I think I'm going to have to go with you on this one, Ms. Dina. I think Charlotte Catholic is going to come out with the win, but it is going to be a close game. Charlotte Christian is going to make it a close game. I believe you said it was going to be 35-21. I think it'll be a little bit closer than that. I'm giving give me a 28-24 Charlotte Catholic victory.
Well, we'll go a little to the west and to Belmont, where Chris will take on South Point. And if anybody follows high school football, they know that this is a backyard brawl between Chris from Cleveland County and South Point in Gaston County. Teams don't like each other. Every year is a big debate on the message boards between fans. They don't like each other. A lot of smack talk between the fans and everything. So this is usually one of the top games. It don't matter what either team's record is. It's a very competitive ball game. Some top kids in this game is athlete Landon Zanders from Crest, who's committed to Clemson, and South Point has Larry Dowdy, who's committed to Georgia Tech. I think it's this game's usually a low scoring defensive game, and I got South Point winning 14-10. Your thoughts, Dolphus?
Yes, ma'am. Two teams that just a great rivalry that always came down to the wire. And it's great that they're playing week one because, like you said, it never matters what record both of those teams have whenever they face each other. It's always going to be a dogfight to the end. I feel like this is going to be a very big game for Crest athlete Landon Zanders. He did commit to Clemson, earlier in the year. But I think this is really the year where he's really going to stand out as a big-time prospect. He's very versatile. He can make plays at the safety position. He can make plays on the offensive side of the ball as well. So I really believe that this has to be his coming out party. I believe he has to establish himself as, one of the top playmakers in the state as the rankings show. So I really believe that Crest comes out with the upset over South Point. I believe they come out with a 17-10 win because, like I said, I really believe – And don't get me wrong, Larry Dowdy is a great player. Georgia Tech is getting a great offensive lineman in Larry Dowdy, and we know he's going to do his job, and he's going to do his job well. But I really believe that Landon Zanders has to stand out early, and he has to make plays early. It really lifted his Crest team over a tough South Point squad.
The next game, we're going to head out to the eastern part of the state at the 1A level, Tarboro at Washington County. Tarboro, already basically the odds-on favorite to repeat at the one big 1A level. Coach Craddock has got a powerhouse down there. They're a program that just reloads each year. And they're taking on the newly formed Washington County Panthers, who is a new school there. They combined Plymouth and Crestwell High Schools. Make this new school. Veteran head coach Robert Cody, who was there for Plymouth for several years, won several titles, will be on the sideline for Washington. But, Tarboro was a machine last year, and they destroyed just basically everybody in their way last year. And I see Tarboro just cruising to a 42-14 win and dashing the Washington Panthers school opening first ever football game.
Well, Ms. Dina, I'm definitely with you on that one. Like you said, Tarboro is just an absolute monster. What we saw happen to teams that faced them last year was just legendary, honestly. And like you said, Washington is going to be a great team in the future. They're going to be a great team in the future. Coach Robert Cody has several state titles under his belt. He has a very impressive resume. However, it's unfortunate that they have to start this season off against a team like Tarboro, I believe Tarbell is going to score 50-plus on them, honestly. I believe Tarbell will score over 50 points on Washington County. I don't even want to put a number on it. But like you said, they're just a well-oiled machine, and they're just a locomotive that doesn't look like they're stopping anytime soon.
Well, those were four games that I picked. Now we're going to talk a little bit four games that you picked, Alphys. First game that you picked was Garner versus Clayton. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Yes, ma'am, and as I stated, I believe that this is arguably one of the top games, especially in that triangle area. I mean, Clayton came in and upset Garner last year, 35-14. Prior to that win, Clayton had lost to Garner over the past three decades. They lost the last 32 years in a row to Garner, never beat them. Last time they got a win over Garner was in 1985. It was crazy. So for Clayton to come out and get that upset win last year was huge. We know they have some big-time players. They have four-star NC State commit Savion Jackson at defensive end. He's just an absolute animal. Absolute animal, you know. We see highlights from his jamborees and everything like that this season, and he's just bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, and it's really going to be scary to see, you know, what he does this upcoming Friday and the Fridays to come. Also, J.R. Walker, I really like him. He's one of those guys that really boosted his rankings and everything like that on the camp circuit this past summer and everything like that. He plays the safety position. He plays it well. He covers a lot of ground. Also, he's another one of those guys you can plug him in at a lot of different positions on the offensive side of the ball, and he can make plays also. Now, for Garner, they have this one kid who is special, and he's very special. His name is Davion Carrington. I'm telling you, he is one of the top athletes in the triangle. He's one of the top athletes in the area. He's a rising senior. He accounted for over 1,000 all-purpose yards last year. And then the crazy thing is, on the defensive side of the ball, he had over 100 tackles and two interceptions. He's one of those guys. He has a lot of FCS offers. He has a few FBS offers from, like, Army and programs such as that. But, again, he's a big-time player. And both teams boast big-time players. They have playmakers. They have guys that can really go the distance and make it happen. Nolan McLean, also the quarterback for Garner, he's a two-way player. He plays baseball as well, and he's a big-time player on the baseball diamond. And he has a big time arm. He has a FBS caliber arm. He has. I'm telling you, I've seen tapes. I've seen film on him where he's throwing the ball 60 plus yards. It's amazing. And it's gonna be a dogfight. It's always a great matchup whenever two conference teams play each other in the first round. But I do have Garner, you know, beating Clayton 31-21.
I do think Garner will take the win. Maybe. Not as high scoring. My choice may be a 24-17 win for Garner. We're going to go back to the eastern part of state, Havelock versus West Craven. And, you know, Havelock coming off the state championship runner-up. They lost to Charlotte Catholic last year. A lot of kids back for Coach Caleb King, who was our guest last week. And, you know, one of those players is Anthony Harris, who's committed to Tennessee. He's going to play quarterback for him. Welton Spotsville, a UNC commit, a very talented wide receiver. And I see that, you know, I think Havelock will roll in this game. Your thoughts on this one?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As you stated, Coach Caleb King was our guest last week. And, you know, he really made it be known that this team is hungry. They're ready. He said their main focus had been, you know, answering against adversity. And it was just working hard and the hard work ethic and everything like that. And it's going to be very interesting to see. I'm really excited to see Anthony Harris at quarterback. He raves about him. He's very high on him, as well as Welton Spotsville. We know Welton is a talented receiver. He was actually a guy that was at the Freak Show that was making great plays, everything like that. He's a big body receiver. So he's definitely going to go up for those 50-50 balls, great possession guy, and a future Tar Heel. As you stated, Havelock is going to completely roll West Craven. I really see that happening. I predict it to be a 48-10 victory. Again, these guys had a tough loss in the state championship against Charlotte Catholic. They had the lead at one point in time, and they let it slip. So they're definitely hungry, and this is a game where they start making their statement in their case to make it back to the state championship.
Well, we're going to move to some really interesting games on Saturday that you and I will be there at Charlotte Memorial Stadium. The first game starts at 5 o'clock, Scotland County versus Butler. Two really great programs. The last 10 or so years, just they are constant, you know, deep playoff runs, great players. A lot of people are wondering how Scotland is going to be without Zamir Zeus White, who is at Georgia, getting ready to suit up for the Bulldogs. They have Shaheen Smiley McQueen back there to run the ball for the Scots and Coach Bailey. But they did lose a lot of seniors off that team and a state runner-up team that lost to Harding. And then you go to Butler, who Coach Hales always does well there at Butler, constant contender. So your thoughts on this very big matchup to open up the season for both teams?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Very, very big matchup. Again, Scotland County, they did lose a lot of seniors. They lost a lot of seniors from last year's class. They lost Zamir White. I stated about Warren Bell as well. You know, he kind of helped with that Cinderella story as they still triumph to the state championship as well. But I have had a chance to see Scotland in person already with their jamborees. And they look well. They look well. Shaheen McQueen, again, Smiley McQueen, he's going to get a lot of touches this year, and he has to. You know, he looks in shape. He looks big, bigger than he has in the past, and it looks like he's ready and his body is prepared to take on that workload. Also, Joseph Papa McCoy is another interesting running back that I got to see glimpses of last season as well once Zamir went down. He's one of those kids that stepped up in that backup role and really made some plays, and now he's having a higher role this year and a bigger role in the offense. So it's interesting to see that they did take a lot of losses on the offensive line. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see this Saturday against Butler, who we know always a great defense. They always have a great defense and things like that. So it's definitely going to come down to Scotland can establish the run game. I believe that's going to be the biggest thing in this game because, like we said, Shaheen McQueen, you know, he's stepping in that starter role now. He has to carry the team. He has to, you know, be prepared to take on that 35 to 30 touches a game and things like that for these guys to really be successful on the ground. I think they're going to have a good season. However, I don't believe that it will begin this Saturday against Butler. I do have Butler defeating Scotland in a close one, 27-24. However, I do hope, like I said, I do hope that Scotland can establish the run game early because if they can, it might be a different outcome for the Scots.
Well, quickly, the nightcap of this game, 8 o'clock, same venue. Dutch Fort, South Carolina heads to Mallard Creek. Marquee matchup between one of the best in South Carolina and gets one of the best in North Carolina, Mallard Creek, the state runner-up last year at 4AA. And the Dutch Fort, the reigning state champions in the 5A class. A lot of storylines. Dutch Fort coach Tommy Knox coming back to Charlotte after being coach at Independence and on that remarkable run the Patriots had, those several consecutive state championships. And he's coming up to face the new king, basically, in North Carolina High School football, Mallard Creek. So your thoughts on that quickly?
It's going to be a dogfight, Ms. Dina. It's definitely going to be a dogfight. Like you said, Dutch Fort was a 5A state champions last year in South Carolina. Mallard Creek has always been a premier powerhouse. Coach Palmari and those guys down there have a great thing going, great thing going. A lot of D1 guys going to be on tap for this one. Going to be a lot of big-time prospects, things like that, coming out party. I do believe that Mallard Creek, the Mavericks, find a way to come out and get this win against Dutch Fort. I do say it's going to be a close one, but I said it's going to be a high-scoring one as well, 35-27. I do believe that the Mavericks find a way to win over a great team. Like you said, Coach Tommy Knox is coming back. Great storyline and everything like that. But I do believe that Mallet Creek finds a way to win.
Well, short, we're going to run into our second segment brought to you by BTO Sports. BTO Sports, the leader in combine and camp space. They provide group events that enable student athletes and their family the opportunity to fully develop and compete as they determine their path in their high school recruiting process. We're going to go over our ratings, if you would call them, from our staff analyst, Brian Simmons, who's joining us this year. Brian has his own website, SimmonsRatings.com. Brian's been doing this for a long time. He keeps up with our consecutive streaks. He also does rankings, and he also does predictions. So you can check out his latest info on NC Preps and his site, Simmons Rated. So, Dolphins, we're going to go in the 4A rankings. I'm going to do 4A, you do 3A, and I'll do 2A, and you do 1A. We'll do 13 because, as NC Preps has always been known, we've always done like a Baker's Dozen, so this will be our Baker's Dozen. The number one team in 4A, the Huskies. Number two, Mallard Creek. Number three, defending 4AA champ Wake Forest. Number four, Myers Park. Number five, East Forsyth. Number six, Butler. Number seven, Hoggard. Number eight, Scotland County. Number nine, Garner. Number 10, Page. Number 11, Cardinal Gibbons. Number 12, West Forsyth. And number 13, Middle Creek.
Yes, ma'am. And for the 3A rankings, we have defending state champion Charlotte Catholic at number one. Number two, we have New Hanover. Number three, we have the Havelock Rams, followed by Eastern Guilford at number four, Southern Nash at number five, Mount Tabor at number six, A.C. Reynolds at number seven, Cape Fear at number eight, Lee County Yellow Jackets at number nine, Jacksonville at number 10, Weddington at number 11, Kings Mountain at number 12, and Dudley at number 13.
Moving to the 2A ranks, we have defending state champion High Rotten at number one, number two, South Point, number three, Reidsville, number four, Northeastern, number five, East Dublin, number six, Wallace Rose Hill, number seven, Shelby, number eight, North Davison, number nine, South Granville, number 10, Mountain Heritage, number 11, Franklin, number 12, Randleman, and number 13, Clinton.
Yes, ma'am. And to finish out with the 1A rankings, we have Tarboro at number one, Mount Airy at number two, Eddington at number three, Eddington Homes at number three, Murphy at number four, Mitchell at number five, North Stanley at number six, East Wilkes at number seven, Mount Allen Charter at number eight, West Montgomery at number nine, East Surrey at number 10, North Duplin at number 11, Cherokee at number 12, and Lakewood at number 13.
Well, that is some great teams. Most of them teams are traditional powers that are always in the top polls. Maybe some new kids on the block sneaking in there. So I want to thank Brian for his hard work in compiling these rankings and everything. Just wanted to mention BTO Sports will be sponsoring our Player of the Week award. So, coaches, you send your nominations in to us. Dolphins, we're running out of time. Thanks again for an outstanding show. And listeners, follow us on Twitter at NC Preps and at Dolphins at DOLPH_WNCP. Dolphus, thank you again, and I hope you have safe travels and fans have safe travels as you go to your game Friday night.
All right. Thanks again for everybody for listening. Bye-bye.